Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the neighborhood. Why? Because many church folks are falling into darkness. Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because today, are evil. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here dealing still in the fight. The fight, ladies and gentlemen, for marriages, biblical marriages. And one of the things that we're fighting against this LGBT movement. And we have for you today a gentleman, Jesse Lee Peterson, and he's debating a black lesbian, or basically it's more of a dialogue, really. It's really a dialogue, and he's talking to a black lesbian, a lady who's pushing the LGBT movement. So get close to your radio and listen this morning. I'm gonna skip over some of this and
that's state. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you so much for being with me. America is divided over same-sex marriage and transgender laws. My guest today is Tamika Buckler, co-chair of the National Center for Lesbian Rights. She received her JD from Stanford Law School in 2009. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So you're a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer by training, but I no longer practice law.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
It wasn't for me.
Really?
Yeah. I practiced employment law at a legal aid office, and I focused on race discrimination, gender discrimination, and LGBT discrimination. And I had great clients. The work was really important, but I didn't like being a litigator.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I was. You know, I was raised in a black family. My grandmother, every time I talk to her, tells me how she's praying for me. So
she's praying that you overcome that?
No, she's just praying that I'm safe out here. She thinks LA can be a little crazy.
Oh,
but she's been, she's probably was easier to accept than even my parents.
Oh, really? Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
So how does God feel about homosexuality?
He created me. And if he didn't want me to be this way, then I imagine he wouldn't have created me this way.
I agree that God created us. Do you believe that God created homosexuality, the spirit, the sin of homosexuality, or did some type of trauma happen to bring that on?
I can't speak for everyone, but in my life, there was no trauma that brought it on. I was raised by both of my parents. My dad was in the military. I traveled the world. I had two parents who loved me, who were always there for me, who coached my teams, who were always showed up at school. I was a great student. Obviously, I got into Stanford Law School, and I think he created me to be a strong black queer woman, and I don't know that I believe it's a sin.
There are men and women who are overcoming homosexuality every day. What do you say to those people?
Everyone leads their own journey. If someone believes that it's something for them to overcome, then that's their opinion. I personally don't feel that way. And I think, in fact, there are many people who are much happier when they just accept who they are.
Do you believe that most human beings are in a fallen state?
What do you mean?
Meaning that they have fallen away from God. And in that fallen state, they are unconscious. They don't have the awareness of God. So wrong seem right, and right seem wrong to them.
So do I believe most humans are in a fallen state? Yeah. I don't know that I believe that most humans. I think there are people who are Christian, and I think those people might self-identify that way, but I don't know that I think everyone is that way.
When did you know that you were a lesbian?
Pretty early on. Probably in middle school, we got cable, and there was the show on MTV, The Real World, and they had gay people on that show, and I think that's the first time I even knew what the word gay meant.
Right.
And I think that's when it really made sense for me.
There are Christians who disagree with homosexuality. There are Christian bakers
mm-hmm.
who refuse to bake a wedding cake and participate in a same-sex wedding,
mm-hmm.
And they're now being fined and punished for that. Should a Christian private business be forced to participate in a so-called same-sex wedding?
We can all agree that anybody who's being discriminated against the law is wrong. And it's
but if you have a private business, if you wake up one day and you decide, you know, I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to use my money, my energy, my time. Should you have the right to discriminate against whomever you want to? Because it might not be good for you financially, but you do have a right who you can serve.
Going back to my grandmother, who grew up, you know, in South Carolina at the height of racism, there were private businesses who told her she could not sit at the lunch counter. There were private businesses who told her she could not drink from their water fountains. And there were people who stood up and said that was wrong. You have to respect the law, and if the law says you cannot discriminate, then you should not discriminate.
But even in those days when your grandmother and others were forcing private businesses to service them, they were wrong for doing that, because no one has a right to impose upon a private business. So even back then, I thought that that was wrong, and I grew up under the Jim Crow laws. I remember the colors only signs, but I've always thought that if I own a business, I have a right to service who I want. No government or anyone else should be able to tell me who to service.
And so I guess that's one of those issues where we just fundamentally disagree. Like, I think...
Let me ask you this. Is it right to do that? For a group of people to force you with your own private business to service them if you don't want to?
I think it's right. Once we as a country say there is a law, I think it is right for people to respect that law. And often that means you cannot discriminate against other people.
What I don't understand about the, and it's mostly radical LGBT people, they are going around the country and they are looking for Christian businesses and organizations to impose themselves upon. What is wrong with them that they think they have a right to do that and the Christians don't have a right to fight back? Why, I don't see them doing it to Muslims or Jewish businesses. What is wrong with them that they think they have a right to impose upon Christians?
Well, for me, I think it's a hard question to answer because I don't think it's a good question. I think the premise just I don't know that I agree with it. I don't know what a radical LGBT person is. You have cases, and cases come from real life incidents, and I think that more times than you have so-called radical folks, I think you actually have folks like my wife and I who just say, I want a really good cake. I like dessert. And I heard from my friends that this place has good cake. And so you go to that place and you don't expect to be discriminated against. You don't expect to be violated.
I don't agree with that. When you go in there and you say, I want a gay cake, a homosexual cake.
What is homosexual cake?
Because it's for a homosexual couple, right?
If you and I eat the same cake, my cake isn't homosexual because I'm gay. Just like if we order pizza and you take a slice and I take a slice, it's not a gay pizza.
But why would you pass up a gay bakery to go to a Christian bakery that you know does not want to service you?
I don't want to presuppose that I know.
But no, you know that most Christians don't want to participate in that.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
That's why they attack. I mean, you have some that do, but most
I don't think that's true.
If you went to a Christian baker, would you sue them? Would you personally sue them?
I don't know. I'd probably talk to my wife, and we'd probably make that decision together. And I think it would depend on you know, what we experienced.
But you know your own heart. Would you want to sue them?
I was raised by strong black women who taught me that I only got where I was because other people stood up and said when things were wrong. And so I think that the reason I was a civil rights lawyer, I think the reason I do civil rights work is because I was raised to believe that you have to speak up when people do things that aren't right.
So you would sue them?
I would speak up.
But would you sue?
Like I said, if it was me and my wife, I would talk to my wife.
When you say wife and you being a woman, that doesn't sound, I mean, I understand that you like that and you accept it, but it doesn't sound strange to you to say me and my wife and you are a female?
No, it feels great. It feels great to find a person who loves me for who I am, who supports me, who makes me laugh, who does the laundry when I don't do the laundry. That feels really, really awesome to have a partner in life who I know I can always depend on. Makes me happy.
Does it bother you that the two of you can't have children together?
I think it's inaccurate to say as two women, we can't have children. We can have children.
But you can't, not together. But again, my heterosexual
friends can't have children together either.
I know, but that's an abnormal situation. Normally, a man and a woman can have a baby, but due to some type of defect, you do find cases where a woman might not be able to have children, you know, have a baby, or a man can't make it. But there's no way that you and another woman can get in bed and make a baby. Do you ever wonder, well, if God made me a homosexual and he intended for me to be with another woman, knowing that I would want a family, why did he make it possible for me to lay down with another woman and make a baby? Have you ever thought about that?
I believe God has created all of us. So if God created the people who figured out how to help my heterosexual friends who very much want children, and the fact that he created a way for them to do that, that we as a world, as a people have figured out how to operate in those situations, that leads me to believe that it is possible. So it doesn't feel weird. And you know, you can ask me four different ways, but I'm never going to think it's weird because it's who I am.
Do you believe that children need the influence of a father and a mother?
I think children need the influence of people who love them and care about them.
How about a father and a mother? Do you believe that they need that influence of a father and a mother?
I have had too many friends who have been raised by single parents. One, as a military kid, where I have had friends and I have had people in my community whose parents have died serving our country. I have had too many people who I know and who I respect and who I love who have been raised by single parents, dads or moms, to believe that it is impossible to raise a brilliant, loving, mature child.
Give me a yes or no to the question. Do you believe that children, boys and girls, need the influence of their father and mother?
I just answered your question. I'm sorry if you didn't understand.
I miss it. I'm black and slow.
So
do they need the influence of a father and a mother?
I think it is my belief that children need the influence of people who love them, care about them.
Is that
and
a no
them.
To my question?
I'm sorry I answered your question.
As a Christian, do you believe in sin?
I do believe in sin, yeah.
And what is sin?
For me, the easiest way to explain it, especially for non-Christians, is, you know, I try to lead a life where I don't treat people differently than I want to be treated.
So, what is sin?
I'm sorry that we're missing each other, but I feel like I answered that question.
To treat people the way you like to be treated?
I feel like the cardinal sin is not treating other people well.
So when radical homosexuals impose on Christians who don't want to participate in their lifestyle, is that a sin?
I don't know what a radical homosexual is.
The ones who are trying to get the laws changed, for example, there's an Oregon couple fined $135,000. Colorado Supreme Court refused to hear another baker's appeal. So I want to know from you, should the court have the power to force bakers to make same-sex wedding cake? And is that a sin to force them to do it?
So I think that the court has the power to enforce the law, and I think the Colorado court deciding not to hear the case was a victory for equality and a victory for anyone who doesn't believe in discrimination.
So let's go back to sin. What is sin? Tell me again, what is sin? Is there any other sin besides treating each other the way we would like to be treated?
I mean, what do you think?
I say, yeah, a whole bunch of them.
Like what?
To two men or two women acting as though it's a man and a woman. God is not for that. He didn't create that sin, and he would want you to overcome it. That's why Christ came, so that we could overcome the, you know, sin.
But I don't know all gay people, but I feel like it's not about pretending like one of you is a man and one of you is a woman. It's just being who you are and being open to love and being loved.
So as a Christian, you don't know what sin is? That's the only sin that you know is to treat each other differently than you would like to be treated?
No,
Are there any other sins?
I didn't say that that was the only sin.
Give me an example of some more.
What I said in response to your question is it a sin to force people to bake a cake that they don't want to bake because of their religion? My response to that question was that I think that what courts are supposed to do, understanding the legal system, courts are supposed to, you know...
I know, but let's go back to sin. As a Christian, give me other examples, a couple other examples of sin.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure what sin is?
I'm not sure.
Transgender people are now in the mix. And they want, if a man feel like a woman, he wants to go into the woman's bathroom. If a woman feel like a man, they want to be able to go into the men's bathroom. Is that right? Should that be allowed?
So I think a couple of thoughts about what you said. I don't think that transgender people are now in the mix. I think transgender people have always been around. I think they've been around throughout history. And I think the reality is people want to pass a law saying, oh, hey, like, we need to stop people from going into the bathroom that we're determining they shouldn't be in. But the reality is, you're already using the men's bathroom with people who are transgender, just like people are already using women's bathrooms with people who are transgender. So is it right? I think that people should be able to use the bathroom that they want to use.
So you're saying, yes, if a man decides that he feels like a woman, you know, he's at a football game, had a couple beers, and he said, you know what, I'm going into the ladies' bathroom. I feel like a woman right now. He should be able to go into that bathroom. He has a right.
I don't want to be combative, but I'm not going to answer questions that describe people in ways in which they're not. And somebody who is transgender is not just someone who feels like a woman on a particular day because they've had a few beers. I think that's disrespectful to transgender people. And so I'm not going to describe people in a way that is not accurate because
so
I wouldn't want
people to describe
me.
So let's say
that you
have men who feel like women and they're dressing in women's clothing. They have identified as a transgender full-fledged person. Should they be allowed to go into the bathroom of choice?
If I am a person who is transgender and I feel more comfortable and I feel more safe using whichever bathroom, then I should be able to use that bathroom.
And so the straight person doesn't have a choice in that or say so. If they don't want that because they feel imposed upon, or let's say my daughter is going into the women's bathroom, but here is a transgender man who feels like a woman going into that same bathroom, do I have a right to say, no, this is not going to happen for the protection and the privacy of my daughter?
Your daughter has already used
no,
the
that's
bathroom
not the question. That's
with
not the, question.
The transgender.
Answer that question. Should that be allowed if I'm against that for my daughter?
Your daughter, and the thing is, in order for me to answer questions, you can't interrupt me. And I know that's been tough for you throughout this, but like I can't answer your questions if you interrupt me when I'm answering them. I don't know what your daughter does in the bathroom, but when I go to the bathroom, I have to pee or something else. And so I go into the bathroom, I go into the stall, I shut the door. And so what I'm doing in the bathroom isn't imposing on anyone else. It's taking care of my bodily function.
If it's a man who dressed like a woman and my daughter is in that bathroom, this man, he may have in his own mind think that he's a woman when in reality he's still a man. I have a right to say, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen. And the transgender person doesn't have a right to impose on that. Because that's what the radical movement, homosexual movement is about, is freedom, right? And non-discrimination.
For the
you don't
third
want to
time,
be discriminated.
I don't know what a radical homosexual is.
Should transgender people be fighting for transgender's bathrooms rather than imposing on straight people.
Should black people be fighting for black bathrooms?
It's not the same thing.
But
it's a put down to associate being black with homosexuality.
Well,
it's a disgrace to black people who have died, black and whites who fought for the freedom of black Americans based on skin color.
One of the great African American, one of my great role models, Audre Lorde, said something to the impact of, there's no such thing as single issue struggles because we're not single issue people.
It's not a sin to be black, but it is a sin to be a homosexual
opinion,
because you can overcome homosexuality, but you cannot overcome being black. Ask Michael Jackson. He never was able to overcome.
And I think that, I don't think that most people are actually trying to overcome their homosexuality. And I think if we're actually looking at what these laws do, they are about so much more than bathrooms. It's about denying people public access. It's about jobs. It's about employment discrimination. It's about
None of that is true.
It is true.
What it is, in reality, homosexual people, especially the radical ones, are not comfortable with being homosexuals, and they don't want anything or anybody around them to remind them that they're wrong. And so that's why they're trying to impose themselves on Christian bakers and bathroom.
Are you homosexual?
Because they can't handle being wrong.
Are you homosexual?
No, but all sin create conflict.
But hold on. But if you're not homosexual, then you can't speak for a group of people.
I know what sin does for you.
But,
it creates conflict.
But you can't. I feel great being gay.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I feel fantastic.
You really don't.
I feel fantastic. I've had a smile on my face the whole time. I might be happier than you. I'm young. I'm successful. I own a home. I found somebody I love. I have a great degree. I feel great. I have not felt like I need to overcome anything.
The one thing I can absolutely guarantee you, with all the successes that you've been able to gain, when you're alone by yourself, when no one is around to validate you, you're not being praised for your successes, reality kicks in, and you have conflict about being a homosexual. You're not happy with it.
I don't
care what you say. I know for a fact that that happens.
I'm sorry.
I want to ask you about this.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, you're not disappointing me.
I absolutely don't. I strive to be the person that I want to be a good person, to treat other people well, and to do things that help other people. I could go be a lawyer and make thousands of dollars.
The whole movement is about imposing on heterosexual people.
But that's not true.
It is.
And it is not only is it homophobic, but it is sexist for you as a man to tell me as a woman that that I'm not smart enough to know how I feel in my darkest, quietest moments.
You're not honest about the conflict.
But if you told me this is how I feel, I would respect you enough as a person to say, okay, I believe you, because you have no reason to lie to me.
No. I know how sin works. When we are living in sin, we have no peace. That's why we have to always find things to do.
But I don't feel as though I'm living in sin. I'm being open and honest with myself.
Okay, I accept it. You're honoring three co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Uh-huh.
Right? Tell us about the event and this, what you're doing.
So the National Center for Lesbian Rights is a civil rights legal organization. And every year we have a summer gala, and it's coming up next weekend. On Saturday in San Francisco, and the three young women who started Black Lives Matters are going to get an award. And I think for us, it's important as an organization, back to the issue, you know, that I said that there's no such thing as single issues because we're not single issue folks. It's important for us to realize in the LGBT community that as long as anybody is being oppressed, then we will never have full equity, full equality. And so it's been really inspirational to watch these three women really change the way we talk about race as a country and be fearless in their fight for justice.
Black Lives Matter is an agitative, radical, evil group of people. They're worse than the KKK. Why are you guys honoring them?
I don't think that in asking that people respect our lives that you can ever equate them to the KKK.
No, they're worse than the KKK. You don't see Black Lives Matter in the hoods. If they truly cared about black lives, why don't they go into those areas and stop the black-on-black crime? You might not be aware of this, but they're not honest people.
I think I'm more aware than you give me credit for, but again, it's because I think you're a little condescending, but it's okay, I won't hold it against you. But
how am I condescending? By telling the truth?
Because of time, we cannot go into it.
You're helping two lesbian transition a daughter by the name of Raylan into a transgender boy, and you're giving them a courage award. Is there courage in doing wrong?
I think there is courage in living openly. I think there's courage in living freely. And I think there is courage in loving your children unconditionally and supporting them no matter who they are.
So you don't think that it's evil for parents to transgender this little girl before she's old enough to make her own decision into a boy?
You don't think that's evil? It's hard to answer your question. First of all, transgender is not a verb. You can't transgender someone.
I mean, why not wait and let this kid grow up to make her own decision? What's the rush?
If you don't know this kid, then you can't, you literally cannot speak to what this child feels in their heart. You can't speak to what this child is experiencing. We are losing transgender youth every day at an astronomical number. And so the rush, the urgency, is not losing another life.
Well, the reason that they're losing their lives because they have conflict within themselves due to sin. And no one is helping them to overcome that.
But you don't
rather than dealing with that, they're trying to change the body parts and make Christians accept it.
We're losing them because they're surrounded by people who are full of hate instead
of
full of
love. That's not true. Absolutely not true. And that's the thing that the radical use. They say, oh, you're discriminating. Christians have a right to disagree, just as the homosexuals have a right to disagree. But you agree with a parent that would take their little child and change the body part.
I agree with the parent who would love their child.
From a girl to a boy.
I agree with the parent who would love their child.
That's not love.
Because I've been...
That is not love.
I
know love. That is not love.
And you're, because you haven't treated me with love today. I don't know that you know love.
I'm giving you total love. You're not having fun?
I disagree. It might not be
you
fun.
You look like you're having fun.
Because I'm a nice person and because I have very cute dimples. And so I always look like I'm having
a good time. I want to ask you about Kurt. Is it Schillings?
Schilling.
Yeah, he worked for ESPN and he posted a meme on Facebook where he had this big bully guy dressed in drag and said something like, would you want this guy to go into your daughter's bathroom? He was fired for that. Was ESPN right in firing him for expressing himself on his own Facebook page?
I think once you decide to be an employee for a company, you have to know their rules. And when Kurt Schilling decided to work there, he decided to follow a certain code. And I applaud ESPN for not allowing somebody to spew hate.
So if I had a bakery and I said, men are not allowed to come to work dressed in drag, and if you do, you get fired, and some guy or woman tests that, I, as a Christian bakery, have a right to fire them, right?
Where your example is different is that is discrimination. Kurt Schilling was not discriminated against. He was not treated differently because of his participation in a protected class, which is the law. I remember I'm an employment lawyer. So he was not in a protected class, and he was not treated differently for his role in that protected class. That is different than treating someone.
So if I had a business and my policy is that you can't come to work dressed in drag, no matter whom you are, you dress in drag, you're out of here, would I be right in firing the drag queen?
Kurt Schilling was not in a protected class, and also they did not treat him differently. They treated him the same way they treated everyone.
That is a shame. So I'm okay with people being homosexuals or whatever they want to be, because that's up to the person. I just don't like when they're imposing it upon, like with the bathroom thing for transgenders with the bakers. But as far as being what you want to be, you have a right. God, I mean, even God let you be what you want to be. He's not going to force you to change. And so I have no right to make that judgment either. I just think that Christians have to fight back when these people are imposing on them, what, changing the laws and putting you out of business and things like that.
I'm okay disagreeing. I'm good.
Well, I appreciate you coming. Did you have fun?
No.
You didn't have fun?
No. I've heard it's a sin to lie, so I won't lie. I didn't have fun. I think this was in many ways personally damaging to me. But I'm happy that hopefully I answered some of your questions.
No, you represented yourself very well. You did well. Don't worry. You did good.
Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming.
Thanks.
All right. And thank you guys for coming as well.
All right. That was Jesse Lee Peterson. And he had a black lesbian that he was talking to about the LGBT movement. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters. Cause if you